Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You ready for a Chiefs Pete, Keith?
Yes.
I think it's a three Chief.
Chief Pete?
Chief
three Chief.
Pete?
How about we don't call
three
it either
Chief?
One of those things? Can we just do that for 2 weeks, not call it either one of those things?
Okay, but if you're going to call it one or the other.
I don't want to call it either one.
But who would call it a three Chief?
A three Chief?
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Chief Pete at
Chief
least
Pete?
Makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know. So what did he say in there? Pat Riley has it copywritten so they can't say it?
Apparently.
They're not allowed to say?
Yeah.
Can we say it?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, Nance said it. I know he's making a big deal about how you can't say it. He was clearly
Nick,
saying
can we
it.
Say three-peat?
Dump it.
Is that allowed?
Dump it.
Well, like,
yeah,
you know.
Like the Michael Buffer that we can't say.
I was gonna, yes. Don't even. That's enough. You've said too much.
Yeah.
That's like his name.
How many
like
times?
Don't say it two more times.
Yeah. How many times have we gotten that email over the years where it's
all
like,
the time.
Don't you dare say
we
that.
We get two emails every year. Don't do April Fool's jokes. You're not Opie and Anthony. And yeah. Knock it off.
No,
with the and Michael Buffer is super trademarked.
Those are the two boss emails we get.
Every week. Every year.
Yeah. That's it.
It's like, oh yeah, April's coming up. Don't even think about it. You're not that funny. Don't
that's
even
true.
Try it.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
And then the other one is,
you wish you were that funny to even attempt it.
And then the other one is like, here's a friendly reminder that Michael Buffer, I think, sued the pants off somebody once or something. So it's like,
okay.
All right. So trademark stuff. I'm curious between
stay
now.
Stay away from it.
Yeah, between now and then, we can't say three-peat. I feel like
Keith.
We were. Sorry.
Keith.
I know.
For God's sakes.
Can we just like in post just kind of like gargle it?
No, it just dubs over Chief Pete.
We need to, but I don't
your
like
your mouth keeps
option.
Moving, but it
yeah.
says Chief Pete.
Or
then,
three
Chief.
And then Nance and Romo trying to stick the landing there on the call had a real tough time. They're like on the fly. Like, shouldn't they have been prepared for this? This is what it was going to be all
yeah.
along.
Yeah.
Many would say it was scripted. The whole NFL is scripted.
I'll tell you.
It's like three Chief. A Chief Pete.
Nope. Neither one of those
sat
things.
He there and he was like, these are both so good. I'm using them. I'm not leaning in on one.
I can't pick one. These are too good. Let's let the people decide.
I can't believe Jim Nance has been doing games for how many years?
Forever.
And he honestly
years.
Thought those were both that good. He couldn't choose. He's like, I'm not leaving one of these on the cutting room
these
floor.
These are so good.
I'll let America decide.
I got to do this first because I don't want Burkhart and Tom Brady stealing this during the Super Bowl.
Three Chief. A Chief Pete.
Okay.
So that's how he ends.
Let's
his
get a
year.
Poll up there. You can
no.
Three Pete. I'm sorry.
Oh, can't say that.
My God, I'm going to get yelled at.
Pat Riley.
Three Chief or a Chief Pete. You can vote at Jones and Keith.
Three in a row.
Yeah. I did see on my Twitter timeline, people liked, not to play your side of the street over here, Thief Pete. Because,
what?
Because the refs are giving
in the
Super Bowl. It's a Thief Pete.
It's like the World Wrestling Entertainment, right? It's everything scripted.
Uh-huh.
But do you still find enjoyment in that, even if it's scripted? Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Perhaps.
I know a lot of people are complaining about it.
No, they are.
A lot of people are running a little hot.
They're already lining up on the phone, 617-779-7937. We'll get to you all day long here on Jones and Keefe. That's also your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch. And watch along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. What do you think? Chiefs three-peat, inevitable? It kind of feels that way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think this time, too, Vegas isn't making the mistake of making them the underdog. Like, as good as Philadelphia has looked recently and as incredible as Saquon Barkley has been, and we can get into the NFC game a little bit later on, but, I mean, I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and if you want to say the refs, too, fine. Why bet against it? If it's so in the bag for
right.
the Chiefs to win, then put all your money on the Chiefs.
Yeah, bet on them.
Put all the money on them.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I mean, you know me, I'm such a moron. I've been picking the Chiefs nonstop, but then I always add stupid stuff to the parlay like a moron.
What'd you have yesterday? Kelce overs?
Yeah. Kelce didn't do anything.
No.
So I had Chiefs money line. Last year in the Super Bowl, I had Chiefs money line. The year before the Super Bowl, I had Chiefs money line. I've always had Chiefs, but then I'm so stupid, I put all these other things in. So I might just do a clean bet for the Super Bowl. Not to tip up my hand for 2 weeks from now, but I might just do, because right now they're -1.5, right? So even if you do that or if you do money line, it's not terrible. But they're going to win. We said last week the best chance to knock off the Chiefs was Josh Allen and the Bills. So then they beat them. I'm not going to change my mind. Like, I'm going to stick with the Kansas City Chiefs. Their defense is really good, so it's they don't have to score a million points. Although it is funny,
they finally did it. They finally broke 30.
They hadn't scored more than 30 until they had to. And that's one thing. Like, you know, Mahomes is capable of that. Uh-huh. So even though their offense doesn't rank very high around the league, nobody's like, man, they're not going to be able to score if they need to. No, they can. They absolutely can. So, yeah, I don't really have any good reason to bet against them right now. So, I think, three in a row is what's happening.
I'll tell you, the Eagles look really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running like crazy. Barkley looks unstoppable. Their defense, despite the hateable Cooper DeJean and Zach Bond.
Cooper DeJean played well.
They both played very well.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't happen to like them. I didn't say they were bad players.
No, they're good. They're nice players.
They're annoying.
Yeah.
But that Eagles defense is very good.
Yeah.
Chiefs defense is very good. Look, they're arguably two best teams in football all year. I mean, the Lions were certainly one of those teams. The Bills were certainly one of those teams.
Well, these were the four teams.
And it's a worthy matchup for sure. Yeah.
The Lions didn't get there, obviously. It was the Commanders, so you give them credit. But all year long when we were doing Tier Tuesday, I feel like we had those four teams in a tier amongst themselves. So the Lions fell short. But it was Bills Chiefs AFC title game. We kind of had circled all year. You're like, can Lamar get in the conversation? Probably not. Like, that was the next closest team. But it was these two. And it once again lived up to it. I mean, the games between these two guys have been incredible. Unfortunately for Allen, all his wins are in the regular season and all of his losses are in the postseason.
0-4 now. Yeah.
It's amazing. It is. It's Brady and Peyton Manning. You know, now Josh Allen doesn't have the individual awards yet, although I know you'd vote for him for MVP. I think he'll get a lot of MVP votes. He may come up just short to Lamar, but he's right there. But still, he's also starting to chip away at unbelievable career without a Super Bowl appearance, right? Like, if you're like, all right, give me the best players ever to not be in the Super Bowl. He's young. He and Lamar are young, but they're kind of on that list already.
Yeah. I mean, who's the leader of that list?
The best player to not be, so not even lose, right? Because lose,
yeah,
you could,
right,
be like Dan Marino.
Marino got there, right. Kelly got there.
Yeah, yeah. So the best player to never play in the Super Bowl, honestly, if you're talking quarterbacks probably is Lamar and Allen. Because, like, they're in their late 20s, but they've accomplished so much. They've made conference title games. In the case of Lamar, he's won two, maybe three MVPs. They got, you know, great regular season records. Josh Allen, actually, they even showed the stat yesterday. I think he has the most playoff wins without a Super Bowl appearance. So maybe that answers your question right there. You know, and every year he's got to go up against Patrick Mahomes, who's also similar age, and it is conference. It is completely standing in his way.
617-779-7937. Some egregious calls many feel in the game yesterday. Is that why Kansas City won? I know a lot of you feel that way. Did the Eagles not get a good whistle? Did the Bills not get a good whistle? The Eagles won't be getting a good whistle in a couple of weeks. You can jump in. The one thing I'll lean in on, and I thought Wiggy hammered this home this morning, Allen did still have the ball with 3.5 minutes left. The one thing, when Mahomes scored to go up 32-29,
yeah,
and the Bills stopped them and held them to a field goal. They sacked Mahomes on first down. There were two incompletions. I thought it was a really poor clock management and game situation by Mahomes and Reed there. I really thought it was too much time. I'm like, Allen's going to score easy here.
3:33, ball in the 30. All you need is a field goal to tie.
Maybe the MVP of the league. And I don't think the refs let them down in that spot. I thought Wiggy hammered that home. So I don't know how high my tolerance is to hear Patriots fans whining about the refs, but I did think Josh Allen picked up the first down on fourth down. I don't think Kincaid got
the
down before. One of the refs agreed. The other one, the overriding ref there, didn't agree. I thought Allen picked that up. I don't think Worthy's was a catch, although there was a penalty on that, so I don't know how significant that was, but the Chiefs would have more work to do. I don't think Worthy made the catch. The Chiefs had a fumble overturned on a questionable call, although they fumbled it back a couple of plays later. I would say, again, whether or not the Chiefs deserve to win, whether or not they're lucky, whether or not the refs are in the bag, we can debate all those things. Chiefs, I don't think it's debatable the Chiefs got another good whistle. I think that's fair to say.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So that's what drove me the most nuts about that play, talking about the Josh Allen trying to pick up the first down on, what was it, the 48-yard line, right? Because it did look like in real time that he picked it up, and I hate the ref talk. I know it's going to be there. I know, like, unfortunately, there's just more examples of this, but I hate it in all sports. I hate the, oh, they screwed him. That's why I'm pro-robot refs. I would love to see robots take over the entire game. We have all this technology. Use it as much as possible to get the calls right. There's just too much at stake now. It's like, oh, you got to love the human element. No, I don't. I can love getting the calls right all the time. And out of all the plays, that's the one that I would look at the most. And what pissed me off about it is my thought was when the Chiefs win, because I knew the Chiefs were going to win. I'm like, when they win, everyone's going to point to that. And not to say that there wasn't a whole quarter left to go. And who knows what the Bills would have done with that possession anyway. It's still the ball's right around midfield. So there's no guarantee. I know they were up one at the time. Okay, they kick a field goal. Then Mahomes scores a touchdown. And they, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's no guarantee you win. It's not like a walk-off play. This isn't Mark Andrews dropping a two-point conversion. No. But it was a big play. Like, I get it. It was a huge play. But part of me was like, oh, man, this is now going to live on for at least another couple of weeks, if not years, because it did seem like he got the first down. One of the linesmen came running in, as we all saw, ahead of the line, or maybe like right at the line.
The first guy, though, was giving him the spot.
Top of the screen, he's got a first down.
Second guy comes in at like a 45-degree angle.
He's like running in. He's like, nope.
It's like getting shorter and shorter the closer he got to the ball. It's like, what are you doing?
But also, some of the angles on Twitter kind of are misleading, right? Because if you take a photo from one area, like, it's hard to kind of tell. But they talked it up, and they decided that it was not a first down. That was tough. I think that was the worst call of the bunch.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong. That was a booth review, right? Like an automatic review, or not automatic, but they called down and did that. That wasn't a challenge by McDermott. McDermott, I thought that was a stupid challenge on the Worthy play because it was a penalty anyway. I thought that was a bad challenge by him.
Yeah.
But they reviewed it. I didn't think they were going to overturn it. Because I didn't think there was evidence to overturn it once you marked the spot.
That one's tough.
But I thought the spot was bad
on
that play.
Fourth and one at the KC 41. Okay, so they're just on the other side of midfield. But still, there's 13 minutes to go. So, I mean, we don't really know exactly what's going to happen.
There's no guarantee Buffalo scores there. I mean, there's no guarantee they get a field goal. There's no guarantee they score a touchdown. So there's a lot of different things to play out. But I thought that was a bad spot. And a bad call.
Yeah. The Bills also going for two early in the game, too.
Let's get to that in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, there's some of this is self-inflicted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quickly on the robot refs, though, because I do want to get to McDermott.
Yeah, like Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
The robot refs, I'm not fully on board with. Like, how are you going to...
You're out of your mind.
How are robot refs going to officiate pass interference and things like that? They can't. Spot first downs, that level of thing. Ninkovich called into Greg's show. Greg made this point earlier. They're right about this. Put a chip in the ball. Do the Hawkeye technology. I'm a tennis guy. Do the Hawkeye technology that tennis uses.
All right, Pete Sampras.
Just you, but it's...
Question on that. Everyone said put a chip in the ball. Question on that.
It doesn't throw off the weight, I don't think.
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Some guys like their balls overinflated. No, so I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, where the ball is also, like, where are you down? So, like, I think there's another element there. I don't think it's quite as easy as people make it out to be. Because say your knees are down, and then you extend the ball.
Fine.
They're like, you extended the ball.
They
like, yeah,
should
but he's
be able
down.
To do that. That they should be able to do.
Put a chip in their knees.
So that one they should be able to do, to me. Okay?
You think
so,
they should chip all the players like they do some dogs? Would you chip all the players?
Is your dog chipped?
No.
Charleston's chipped.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah, you live in a city.
We stopped paying the subscription. Like, it's like a yearly fee. We stopped paying it. Yeah, many, many years ago.
So can you find him on your phone? You can just be like, where is he?
Well, I mean, I think if we paid the chip or paid for the subscription, yes.
Yep, there he is.
We stopped paying for it. We're like, yeah, the dog doesn't move. We're like, this dog will not run away.
For 2 years.
He's physically incapable of him running away. Correct.
Wait, so you put the chip in him and then there's a fee?
Yeah.
I felt like once it's in
that,
there.
No, to keep that active, I think you got to pay a fee, unless I'm getting ripped off.
Maybe.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Scammed.
Sold a bill of goods. some guy in an alley stuck a chip in his dog and was like, yeah, they're going to pay me every month.
I need feedback. Don't you have to pay for that chip to keep it active,
maybe.
I believe? We let that thing lapse.
I chose not to do it.
But, yeah, chip the players, chip the ball. Like, again, I don't need full-on robot refs. I really don't think that's feasible. Or I shouldn't say feasible. I don't think it's realistic. But for that, the spot stuff, they absolutely should. And
well, Bill Belichick was always a very...
The owners are so cheap. Thank you. That's the real issue.
Cameras everywhere.
The owners don't want to pay for it. Yeah. So, like, that's a fair gripe. Again, I don't know how much I want to hear it from Patriots fans who got a good whistle for 20
years.
But,
like, you don't need to give a robot 401k.
No, you don't.
They don't need it unless their robot families ask for it.
I don't know what that technology winds up costing. And you're right, Keith. Once the AI takes over,
cheaper.
We gotta treat these robots like real people and pay them like real people and pay for their family and 401k and health benefits.
Do you think all the robots would have like six fingers, like a lot of the AI hands?
So the owners are cheap. That's a fair criticism. They should just pay for this. Get the technology going.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know that Patriots fans are the ones to whine about it, but fine. Go ahead if you want to on McDermott. McDermott had some questionable decision-making, which ties in with Josh Allen getting the ball with 3.5 minutes left, which I thought was fair by Wiggy.
Yeah, you had a chance.
All right, fine. Good whistle went against you. Allen had the ball with 3.5 minutes to go get the tie or the win. They failed. And McDermott also made some questionable decisions.
Yeah, you know me. I like going for two when you have a chance to win it. If you're like the Patriots against the Titans or, you know, in Kansas City, for example. Like if it came all the way down to the end of the game and it was like, do you want to go to overtime and risk Patrick Mahomes winning the toss or do you want to win it right there? I'm also a fan of just take the points all game long until the fourth quarter, then start doing the math, then crunch the numbers. Because this was going to be a game where there was going to be points scored all the time. This was not going to be 6-0 game or 8-0. And you're like, oh, we got to go for two right now. So even though they picked up the, or there was a flag, right? So they originally kicked the point.
Yep.
This is early in the game. They kicked the point and then they're like, oh, offsides. So you can redo it at the one. And they're like, yeah, we're going to redo it and go for two. Dumb. Take the points.
I didn't mind that one. I wouldn't
also,
have gone
their tush-push kind of sucks.
Yeah, well,
it's not like Philly's.
We didn't know that, though, at the time, right?
Well,
at the
it's kind of... I don't think it looks great.
At the time, it's Josh Allen from a yard. Once the penalty happened, I wouldn't have gone for it initially, but once the penalty happened, I'm like, yeah, go for that. It's at the one, go for it.
I don't know. Taking points off the board in any level is kind of dumb. I mean, unless you kick a field goal, it's like a 15-yard penalty roughing the kicker, then so be it. Now you're moving forward and trying to score, but in that case, because what was it? It was... 21, it would have been 21-17, right, going into the half. So you would have been down four. You're like, no, we're going to be down three. It's like, or you're not. There's so much game left to be played that I thought that was a mistake. And then they have to go for it again, right? Because then now later in the game, like, now you have to. And now all of a sudden you cost yourself 2 points. Now you ultimately still lose if the scenario plays out this way. But I don't know. I didn't like that. I thought that was dumb.
So it didn't work out, obviously. It didn't. Those 2-point decisions didn't work out. I agreed with that first one where, all right, you're moving up a yard. Josh Allen can get a yard. As we learned as the game went along, he could not.
Not really.
The Chiefs had a great game plan for it. Spagnuolo, again, fantastic. Completely threw off Allen. He liked to sneak to his left, as they pointed out a million times on the broadcast.
But he, like, stops and then goes. Like, Tom Brady's a better sneaker. The Jalen Hurts thing, whether you agree with it or not,
okay, but would you have said Josh Allen was bad at picking up a yard before yesterday? Like, he's been incredible at it his whole career.
Yeah, it didn't look good yesterday.
No, it didn't. No, the Chiefs blew it up. The Chiefs had a good plan for it. But I'm saying going into yesterday, Josh Allen for a yard is unstoppable.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not Tony Romo continuing to watch him get stuffed play after play after play going, it's unstoppable when it's clearly being stopped. But early in the game, we didn't know that. So I didn't mind that one. It clearly didn't work out. But I would have McDermott somewhere on the list. I would have Josh Allen somewhere on the list for not being able to come through in that spot. The Chiefs clearly got a good whistle, and I already see complaints in the Twitch chat. Oh, Patriots fans can't complain about what the whole rest of the country is complaining about. No, you just sound like bigger babies because you got a good whistle for 2 decades. And if you can't acknowledge after the 6 championships and all the winning around here that you got a good whistle, that doesn't mean the league was in the bag for you. Just like I don't think the league is in the bag for the Chiefs. But the Chiefs are benefiting from a good whistle just like you did for a long time. You just sound like big, giant babies crying about it compared to the other 30 fan bases.
How much of it do you think is just them being at home all the time, too? Like, does that weigh in a little bit sometimes? Like, refs, I think refs are bad in general. It's just you would hope that it would kind of balance out across the board. But, yeah, I know we're going to get it for 2 weeks and maybe even longer. Let's see how the Super Bowl plays out. If there's, like, a questionable call that goes in favor of Kansas City, I know we're going to hear it more. But I'm just not a huge fan of... Oh, the refs won that game for a team when the other team certainly had their chances and didn't make the most of it. But I guess that's kind of inevitable. That's where we're getting with Kansas City, which I would say one of two things. One, if you hate it so much And if it's such in the bag, bet all your money on the Chiefs all
good,
the time, and you'll win a fortune because they're going to win every game.
Yeah. Or, the league is rigged, so bet on it. Just bet on the Chiefs if it's rigged.
If you don't like scripted sports, I guess, then, I don't know, like, don't watch it. You don't have to watch it. Nobody's making you watch it.
I bet ratings for the NFL postseason have been down. I bet they're through the roof for that game yesterday.
I bet they're through the roof, and I bet the Super Bowl, as much as it's not a matchup that people want, Chiefs and Eagles. I saw a great meme today. They were like, you know how they always do, like, who's rooting for what? And it was like Chiefs, and it was just a dot in Kansas City. Who's rooting for the Eagles? Just a dot in Philly. And then the rest were for a meteor. Like, nobody wants this Super Bowl,
it's
but we're going to watch it.
I mean, to root against the Chiefs, you have to root for Philly.
I don't know
what
to do.
That's a hard one to do.
I don't know what to do.
I think that's the right side of history to root for Philly, but it's not. It doesn't feel good, I can tell you that. So we'll get into it. 617-779-7937. How much of the blame is on Buffalo? How lucky are the Chiefs? How much are the refs in the bag for the Chiefs? I know Patriots fans like whining about it after getting a good whistle for two decades. And let's face it, bang-bang calls going in favor of the Chiefs all day long yesterday doesn't help to quiet that narrative. Again, you can jump in all day long at 617-779-7937. Keith and I have been consistent in saying it's crazy to say that Mahomes is already the GOAT if the Chiefs three-peat head-to-head with Brady. A lot of people have been willing to go there. Stephen A. Smith was doing it last week, among others. Is it fair to question if Mahomes is more clutch than Brady? Not greater than Brady, but a guy you trust more in the clutch. Let's get to that with your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Lanning.